Got a dirty truck? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash, just 5 miles east of I-5, exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk-off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Freak Out Friday.
Freak it out.
It's Friday. We're freaking.
Fukinawa. Is that cussing in Japanese? Fukinawa.
Fukinawa with Mark Kanagano.
Yep. Hey, welcome to episode 5. We're on season 5 already.
We're almost done with season 5.
539.
That's right.
I am here to remind you to thaw your fish in milk. All right. And this is the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show and Recipe Corner. I'm Gatch.
Fucking Freak Out Friday.
And sitting across from me is...
Freaky Terry Guile.
Ah, you're so freaky.
I'm freaky.
I remember when you used to be Freaky Rican.
Freaking Rican. You know I was.
Puerto Freaky Rican.
A Puerto Rican man.
Puerto Freaky Rican.
I would go to the Puerto Freaky parade in the New York City, you know, man?
Uh-huh.
No, did I win or did you? Okay. Hey, how you guys doing? It's
Who
Freak
says
Out Friday.
Mang Moore?
Tony Montaigne.
Tony Montaigne or his brother?
Who's his brother? Manny?
Yeah.
The one that he shot?
Yeah, he says Mang quite a bit, too.
Come on,
but
Mang.
But he says it different. Mang.
You're not talking Mang, Mang.
Yep. He's right. More like a Mang.
Hey, Mang. So I decided to freak us out and play some more music for Hans. I know you know these guys. You might not have never liked them, but they're back. Gorguts.
Gorguts.
I thought that was Seth Milstein's other podcast.
It is. Gorguts.
Gorguts. You could check out the latest episode of Gorguts featuring, I think, Carmichael McGee. Not too sure. Check it out at gorguts.com. It's Go Regrets. No, but Gorguts, they're a Canadian death metal band that was coming out with kick-ass albums back in the day when Victims was playing. They went away for a while. They're back. Uh-huh. Luke LeMay, the mastermind.
Luke LeMay.
He's a Canadian, French-Canadian.
Dude, that's up there with Badalamenti.
I know, Luke LeMay.
Yep, and Louis L'Amour. That's a fun name to say, too, Louis L'Amour.
Check it out, though. It's spelled L-U-C.
Huh.
Luke.
What
Jean-Luc.
What does that tell you about the L's, though? The L's are
Luke LeMay.
Oh, man. You know, he loved it when Dracula would talk to him.
Oh, I want to fuck your blood, Luke LeMay.
Luke LeMay.
I want to fuck your Luke LeMay. It sounds like a word, a Luke LeMay. I play 23 instruments because I'm a band leader. I play the ukulele and the Luke LeMay. And so, yeah, Hans, check out the latest Gorguts. It's called Colored Sands. It's about
colored
black.
Sands.
It's about black sand. Wait,
dude, everywhere is losing sand. You hear about that left there now in the north? They're losing like almost half their sand.
We talked about Florida losing their
I
sand,
know.
Too.
They're losing their marbles because isn't sand kind of marbles just worn down?
Yeah, now they're replacing the lost sand with crushed marbles. because they've lost their marbles. Hey, there's a funny story to go with Gorguts. Back in the day when we used to like to do crazy things that we don't do, my bandmates, me and Pat, we had a bunch of cocaine, me and Pat and Ron, and we were doing lines off a Gorgut CD, and Ron did a line from the G in Gorguts to the D in Considered Dead.
What?
That's a diagonal line all the way across a 12-inch square. And these were fat piles. Yep, because back in the day when you were in a band, it was all about coke and chicks and poking chicks.
I know, yeah.
And chickens.
Have you ever snorted Coca-Cola? Has it gone like a dare or anything?
No, we snorted no-dos. Those guys in early gutter days with Void, instead of doing crank, because that's bad, they would just do no-dos, and it smelled like you were snorting certs. That's what it reminded me of.
Because it had Retsin in it?
It might have had Retsin in them. That's what I used to think as a kid. It had Retsin in them. Because if you look at a cert, it has a circle, and then it has a C that's a semi-part of a circle, and then it says ERTS. Because it's certs. But I used to be dyslexic and I thought it said rets. And it was certs with rets in them. It says rets right on the thing. Certs.
That's fucking hilarious.
So, yeah, that was one of those little misconceptions as a child. And I
you
said,
know, that's...
Retsin? What the fuck's retsin?
It's like...
S-Y-N.
It's like when you scrape your pipe and you gotta smoke that retsin.
Dude, man, you wanna smoke a bowl of retsin? Like it's crushed up fucking it's crushed up certs with retsin.
One of the early Orange Frampton songs was Yes the Man Has Certs.
He certainly does.
And it was Yes the Man Has Certs. Yes the Man Has Certs. Certs with retsin. And then it would
you
be
wanna
some,
smoke some retsin.
And then it would somehow go to but he's not Sharon Stone. And then we'd laugh and then I don't know. It was a crazy song.
Retsin is a good title.
Starts with Retsin.
I don't know what Retsin is. It's R-E-T-S-Y-N. It's some kind of a... Is it a freshener? A breath freshener?
It's those little blue specks.
It's minty stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Certs with Retsin.
It's the stuff that sparks when you bite into it when you're in the dark. You remember those commercials?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought about that.
Yeah. And that reminds me of the old toothpaste that they used to always give away on the game shows called... Pearl Drops.
Oh, yeah.
Pearl Drops.
Sensodyne.
Tooth polish. They called it Pearl Drops Tooth Polish. If you are a big fan of chewing gum, maybe you should use Pearl Drops. It's like taking a shower in your mouth. That's what they were...
What?
That was their catchphrase.
Weird.
Which, if you think about it, that's kind of weird. Nowadays, it's like it's like a golden shower in your mouth.
It's like pissing in your mouth.
So, I had a funny story here I wanted to get to right away. There's a place in Pennsylvania where these people, they have a chicken rental service.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard about it?
No.
Why would you rent a chicken?
For eggs. Or to eat bugs, grubs on your land if you had a bunch of grubs. Bugs.
And then you didn't, then what, you didn't want to save them, so you just rent them and then give them back?
I don't know. I guess that'd be the only thing that I could think of is like pest control. Like, you know, you get goats to come over and mow your lawn.
Now, y'all ain't planning on fucking these chickens, are you?
Would you rent a chicken to fuck it?
What the fuck are you getting at?
You ever heard
Do you fuck chickens? Well, I have thought about fucking some chickens before. If you want to have a good time and you need some pussy,
you can rent a chicken.
Cut that chicken's head off, stick your dick in that ass of that chicken, and that damn chicken will go crazy on your ass and go.
Okay, right there.
I would cut off a chicken's head.
I think that dialogue could easily fit in the Django.
I know.
That could easily be from Django.
So is this, listen.
I would cut off a chicken's head, put my dick in it, fuck it, and go, ah, you accuse me of fucking a chicken, motherfucker?
No, I ain't calling you chicken fucker.
You accusing me of going, ah?
Sexually frustrated. And
he's like that other guy over there. He looks a little sexually frustrated. I don't want to be selling no chickens to you guys if you're going to be fucking them.
Hey, you don't underestimate that guy because that guy ain't going to allow no smoking in school.
So apparently, these people in Freeport, Pennsylvania, they says his and his wife's chicken rental service is really catching on. Phil and Jen Tompkins of Freeport said they were given folks who like the idea of farm-fresh eggs an opportunity to see if they were up to keeping the hens before taking the plunge of owning them.
It's more like a rent-to-own.
Yeah.
So like you're
I think it's something that a lot of people are into, chicken fucking. And it's really a trial period for someone who wants to have sex with chickens long term. A lot of people don't know where to start. For $350, customers get two laying hens.
What?
Get it? Laying hens.
Is that a good price?
With feed, a water dish, a chicken coop on wheels that they can fuck in from May until November. The estimate of the rental chickens would turn out to be 8 to 11 eggs a week.
Did you say you get a male?
They're laying hens. No males. It's not a rooster fucker. Customers can renew their rental in the spring or buy the birds and the supplies outright. It's kind of like Aaron's rent to own.
Yep.
You can buy it at any time, or you can just keep paying $350. It doesn't say a month, but it's a rental service. So for $350, you get two laying hens with feed, water dish, chicken coop on wheels.
They'll take them back for free if you don't want them.
Is that basically what it boils down to?
I don't know. That's what I'm assuming. I don't know. Huh. Interesting.
I don't think that there's been any other business.
You got some area for some chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife actually said that. But then I said,
cluck that.
Hey, y'all ain't planning on fucking these chickens.
That's our new line.
You know, if you take the L out of the flu, what's that spell?
Foo.
F-U.
It's a fluenza. I have influenza.
Yeah.
You suffer from influenza?
They're saying the thing for flu now is to get random shots. Are you a proponent of flu shots?
I hate them. I don't get them. Every time I've got one, I've gotten
I don't really get them.
I've gotten sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what they're supposed to do, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't need a fucking shot to make me sick. I can get sick on my own, and I don't.
You probably don't come into contact with as many people to warrant needing one.
Well,
but I've never had one too, and I know it's a divisive thing. You know, people. Some people think it's a conspiracy.
I've had some flus, but never terrible. Like, you want to die, flu, but.
But now that they're saying the best way to combat the flu bug is to get random shots, like to throw off their timing.
Yeah.
And so I think they should just shoot flu shots out of the drones.
Oh.
That are flying around us all the time now.
Yeah.
Just like shoot, bloom.
That was one of Nathan's new jokes. He's in Circle K the other day, stoned, really stoned, and looked around and realized that there was like six drones attached to the walls in there. Pointing in all different directions.
Drones is the new buzzword, man.
For a camera?
Yeah. And the weird thing is it's like you're worrying about these drones that are flying overhead that you can see now or whatever, but they've had satellite imagery that could watch over you forever.
Right.
So
what's the big deal?
Yeah. And God is always watching us anyway.
Right.
And the government tells us that he reports to them, right?
Yeah.
So the government knows everything because God is telling them everything.
Yeah. They know everything. Fucking God. He's so omniscient.
You know, there's only one letter difference between God and gov.
And good. God and gov?
God and gov.
What's gov?
Government.
Oh, I thought you meant the governor.
The godman.
The governor from The Walking Dead, which will be coming on pretty soon.
Walking Dead.
You know, I was seeing this story here about Australia where there was this jail there, minimum security jail.
Yeah?
Dude escaped by stacking milk crates and climbing over the wall. Milk crates.
But he still couldn't swim off the island, though, right?
No, he wasn't trying to escape Australia.
I know, but he should have been. He probably wanted to.
They caught him.
Just kidding.
They caught him three hours. They caught him 3 hours later.
One of these days, I'm going to take a kayak over to Australia.
It'd be a long fucking trip, dude.
That's how it goes on Google Maps, though. It'll show you once you get to the, if you like click how to get from Oregon to Australia.
Yeah.
It'll show you where to drive, and then at one point it tells you to kayak. It's like how many hours of a kayak trip it is. It's like days.
I don't think I'd be down for that. A little kayaking sounds fun, but
yeah,
too much is enough.
Yep. I got two yaks, but neither of them are kayaks. No, that's a pun.
That is a pun. We don't like puns.
I know.
I got a pun for you.
A pun this.
Guy walked into his psychiatrist completely wrapped in saran wrap, nothing else. The doctor said to him, clearly I can see your nuts. That's a pun, right?
That's two puns in one.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I have a question for you.
I got an answer.
All right.
Might not be correct, but I'll have an answer.
Because I was going to say, this could be a controversial answer.
Honestly.
All right. All buses have an empty seat saved for Rosa Parks?
No, because she's dead. Just leave it empty in her honor?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be all right, I guess. But with the overcrowding and everything, couldn't you just hook a brother up? Like, just reserve it for a black person.
But then it would be discrimination. You can't do that.
No, it's not. How can it be discrimination when you are fighting for the rights of the people who didn't have the rights in the first place, and she's mm-hmm. the one that's, everybody get to the back of the bus.
Hey, there was that...
it used to be cool to ride on the back of the bus.
Remember the Martin Luther King Day not too long ago, last week or whatever, well, and there was that
Martin
bus.
Luther King Day?
Yeah.
That's in January, bro.
Or no, it was the 50th anniversary of the Million Man March.
Oh, okay.
The Million Man March, 50 Million Man March.
Million 100 Million Man.
All right, so...
Farrakhan.
Yeah. And then... But there was a bus that the family was on, and Omarosa.
Yeah.
You know that chick?
Yeah.
Reality star?
Know the name. I don't...
Yeah. Well, you know who she is.
I wouldn't know her.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, they were on a bus, and they got hit. And the bus hit them, like T-boned.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the bus.
Right.
Luckily, everyone was safe, but you could imagine... How being in the back of the bus would have been advantageous there.
Yeah, it would have been very advantageous. That's a hard word to say.
Mm-hmm.
Advantageous. Did you mention not long ago you saw a semi-nude photo of Geraldo?
No, he took a selfie look how good a shape I'm in for being 700.
Right. But you said you saw it, right?
Yeah.
You looked. He was nixed. Because of that cover, he was nixed from the JFK Forum.
The JFK forum, like the internet forum? You know, we're banning you from this forum.
Duquesne or University, I guess, they canceled his appearance because the journalist posted a semi-nude photo of himself online. He's getting in trouble for it.
It wasn't a semi-nude, though.
It wasn't?
No, he was fucking...
Did he have his shirt off?
Yeah.
That's semi-nude.
You having a shirt on is semi-nude because you're partially clothed.
Well, if you had your you'd have to have your pants off.
No, because semi is only partial. If you take
right,
it literally, it's just partial.
If you have a pants and a shirt on, then you're fully clothed. But if
no,
you have,
because you don't have a hat on.
A hat is an accessory.
Oh.
Not clothing, like gloves.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you help someone steal a hat, you become an accessory too.
Wait a minute.
That's one of my cornhole jokes from
Dude,
clean
that
comedy.
Is.
I say, if you help someone steal a belt or a purse, does that make you an accessory as well? And it just gets groans. Never really laughs.
Yep.
It's an next pun.
No, I'm saying when you're going to have to wear them.
Yeah. Have you ever been an accessory to someone else just hanging on their shoulder looking good?
Gummy bears. I once was an accomplice to sealing a handful or two of gummy bears in the bin.
Ooh, gummy
bin. Safeway in Lebanon.
You can't steal just one out of a gummy bin.
1983.
At least five of them stick together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we talked about that, and I admitted to stealing a candy bar at the local store in my neighborhood and getting caught, but nothing done to me. But we're going to have to watch you now. I was like 6 or 7. I was buying a candy bar, stealing another. Greed.
That pretty much limited you to like one store, right? Two?
No, there was two. So there was.
I know, but you were banned from one.
I wasn't banned.
Oh, they're just.
She just said we're
going to
keep an eye on you.
Oh.
She might
well,
not
that's
even.
Fair.
She might not even have told the owner. She was a nice old lady.
Yeah.
She goes,
"Well, that's fair."
She's like, "Terry, why would you do that?" And I was like, "Well, I only had money for one."
Yeah.
And I lied and said I wanted to get one for my brother too. So not only did I steal, but I lied at the same time.
Yeah, she probably knew, but, you know, she was probably like, you know, kids.
Do you know what kind of candy bar it was that I tried to steal?
Zero.
Baby Ruth.
Oh! You should have stole $100,000 because you could have bought
I would have got
more.
Busted. You could say, yeah, first time I ever got stole, I got busted stealing $100,000 from a convenience store. I couldn't believe they had that much money on hand. $100,000 money on hand.
I know. I always thought my aunt was a gold digger because that was her favorite candy bar.
That's too funny. Loretta Lynn broke her rib.
Ooh. You could turn that into a man.
Loretta Lynn broke a rib.
I bet you it was while Jack White was there. Give her a little rated X.
She says it was her own trusty guitar that left her with the broken rib just before her big Labor Day gig.
That doesn't look like a picture of Loretta Lynn.
That is President Obama.
Oh.
And when he said the words hope and change, he was just letting you know that he hoped that you would change. Because he's not going to. Anyway, the country music legend carried on like a trooper.
My own people changed too.
Yeah, Saturday night performing through the pain and still engaging with the audience. This is your show. Whatever you want to hear, just holler it out. I'm from the holler. So just holler it out.
What people should do. They should send us some topics.
She shared the headliner slot with Merle Haggard.
Ooh.
But,
How haggard is that guy looking? God damn it.
She was taking a guitar down for a songwriting session when it slipped somehow and struck her in the rib cage. Merle Haggard was not in the room at the time. He did not strike her with his guitar and then say, "Hey, it fell off the wall, bitch. You're opening for me tonight. Why do you think they call me Haggard?
Yep.
I'll punch you next time. You're lucky I just hit you in the ribs with my guitar."
You know, puns are puntageous.
They're puntastic. You know what? A good pun is a good reward. Reward.
It is.
Yeah. Should we hit puns?
Yeah.
Corduroy pillows, I heard, are making headlines. Did you hear about that optometrist who fell into a grinder? He really made a spectacle of himself. Santa's helpers, they're just subordinate clauses.
I have a top 10 list here.
One more, please. Biologists recently revealed that they have produced immortal frogs simply by removing their vocal cords. They can no longer croak.
Oh!
Okay, top 10.
I like a good croak joke.
Ribbit.
Croak, croak,
ribbit.
Croak, croak it up. Sometimes I'll just rib it, and people go, "What is that?" I just croak.
That's what I did to Loretta Lynn. Just fucking ribbed it. But on the surface of things, whales, they're always blowing it.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
Have you ever been rejected by Playboy to appear in their magazine?
No, I've never submitted.
Oh, okay.
You mean Playgirl? I'm a man.
No, I'm talking about Playboy.
I'm a man.
I know.
Bro.
But this is 10 people who have been rejected by Playboy.
Okay.
All right, we have Kate Goslin. You remember that chick?
So people, yeah, I do. People can say, "Hey, Playboy, I want to be naked in your magazine," and they can say no?
Well, yeah. I mean, or Hugh Hefner, or maybe somebody asked Hugh Hefner and he made a comment, or... Maybe they submitted photos. They can submit photos.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Or ask.
I thought they were
a star,
usually,
if they're a star celebrity, are they, you know?
I thought they were usually approached by Playboy to say, hey, we'll give you X amount of dollars to show us
that's
your
why it's all
cockpit.
That's why it's all the more laughable when they ask and then get rejected.
It's affable and laughable.
So Kate Gosselin, she was like the Kate and Allie.
No. Really?
I mean, Kate and John.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Kate and Allie. I'm like, that's a sitcom with Jane Curtin from the 70s. Who it's her birthday today, but we'll get to that later.
What?
You said Kate and Allie on Jane Curtin's birthday. I know. But Kate Gosselin, Octomom, right?
I do believe so.
I mean, not really. She's not the Octomom. There's a different lady that's referred to as Octomom, but Kate plus eight.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
She has eight kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she wanted to show her house of a vagina, and they didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
There's been enough clowns coming out of that car for the last 8 years. We don't want to broadcast it in our page.
She released her own sex tape, though, too, didn't she?
She should have hit up old Larry Flint.
Oh, yeah. That's where you go, or Larry King.
Hustler likes to show guts, and it takes a lot of guts to be in Hustler.
Yeah, it does.
Especially for a woman.
Yep.
Okay, who else was rejected?
That is true. Farrah Abraham.
Who? Sarah Abraham?
Farrah Abraham.
Oh, Farrah.
That's
Farrah Fawcett's daughter?
Is that it?
I don't know who Farrah
is. I don't know who that is either.
Okay, skip.
I didn't do due diligence on that person because it didn't matter, but she...
Doo-dooed on her.
She released her own nudes, is what she did instead on the internet, because that's the classy move to do.
Yes, for sure.
Britney Spears.
Wow.
I don't know if she asked, but it has been said that Tev said he would once she put herself back to the road of recovery. So I do believe she asked, but I'm not going to be for certain.
It might have been when she was bald and she would have had to be wigging out or something. Okay.
And this next one.
I wouldn't probably buy it, but I'd look at it.
Yeah, certainly. Google search it.
I'd like to see Britney naked.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. She's old enough now.
This other one was a Playboy bunny, and she did some test shots. But Hugh expected more nudity, so he said no. Shirley Jones.
Huh. Older.
Mm-hmm. She was a Playboy bunny in the 70s or 60s, though, wasn't she? 70s?
Isn't she the Mrs. Partridge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I heard she was a little promiscuous.
Yeah.
Fucked David Cassidy in the ass with a strap on.
What?
Yeah, I just made that up, but it's true.
All right.
What episode is this
now?
This is Friday the 5:39. I'm going to listen to this because I've said a few things that I'm going to use. I think because that was fun. That was funny. What did I say? I just made that up, but it's true.
I don't know. You'll have to listen.
I just made that up, but it's true.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. That's
all right. And this one asked. This one said. She would pose for Playboy, but I would need some airbrushing.
Ooh, ouch.
That's what she said about herself. And Hugh said, we don't do airbrush to that extent.
Yow!
Kelly Osbourne.
Ooh. And she probably got upset and said, well, fuck those guys. I'm going to just be staying on Fashion Police with Joan Rivers. She's
funny.
On Fashion Police.
That is a good improv job, though, you got to admit.
Fashion Police?
Yeah, you're out there on the red carpet banging out jokes on everybody's fucking how they look.
Well, no, they have a show, a half-hour show, like on E! Or something like
that. Yeah, but isn't that what...
They're just sitting in a room. It's like The View or something, and they put pictures up of people on the red carpet. And this woman was saw in this dress. What do you think? And one of them will say, I think she wears it very elegantly. Juliana, whatever her fucking name.
Well, they shouldn't say. They should just snap crack wise like it would be the Daniel Tosh of fashion.
Well, she does. Joan Rivers is pretty hardcore.
Well, good. You know, I mean, that's what
she does.
Did you
see her on Jeselnik Offensive? You ever watch that?
Uh-uh.
Don't really like Anthony Jeselnik a lot.
He kind of comes off really super cocky.
Very cocky, just a little bit too good.
You know, I don't believe that he's necessarily cocky. He just has that.
It's his character.
It doesn't grab me.
But they got a lot of good.
I think he's pretty funny though.
Got a lot of good improv on those when they had Mark Maron and Tom Lennon. We talked about that. But one time they had Joan Rivers and. Joan Rivers and Dave Attell.
And so it was hilarious.
It was
like
good.
Those two haven't rolled in the hay.
If they did that night, I'm sure the way they were joking.
Dude, fuck it. You know, Dave Attell, sure. Why the fuck not?
Right? He was in a skit on the Amy Schumer show recently where he played the ghost of... He was supposed to be the ghost of her grandma, but he was like some other weird ghost. But
yeah.
He was pretending to be her, and then it would show his apparition, but he was like dressed in an old lady's dress. And he's like, ask her about that girl that she used to hang out with when she was 12. See her in the... Well, don't say that about the bathroom, but... And then the lady was all... She said that she wants to know about your friend when you were 12. And if you've ever seen her naked. She's like, my grandma said that? And then he'd go, say this. And he'd cover for himself. And then he was like, she's actually standing behind you right now. She's rubbing your shoulders. So he's like a different ghost impersonating her grandma, but she can't see him. But it was pretty funny. It was a pretty funny skit. David Tell, I like that guy.
Yeah, I saw him do like back when I had Super Cable. I saw he was hosting the Adult Video Awards.
Yeah.
And I looked like awkward, weird... Fun times.
All weird. Wrapped up in one.
Yeah.
Awkward, weird, and fun.
All right. You remember Bridget Marquardt?
Who?
She was one of the girls next door, one of Hugh's girlfriends, I think.
Richard?
Bridget.
Oh, Bridget. Oh, yeah, I know Bridget. Yeah. She was kind of a... Okay, Kendra was the dumb blonde.
Ditzy.
Yeah. Holly was the number one who kind of had her shit together. And the other one was...
Bridget.
Yeah. And she was sexy, bigger girl, more full-figured.
Yeah.
Nice enough. Had a stupid dog named Wednesday.
Yep.
I know this because my wife used to religiously watch The Girls Next Door. So I thought she was going to get a centerfold.
Well, she later did it, but she her first test shots were before she was The Girl Next Door, and that was turned down. But she later did... shots with the other two girls, I think, but I don't think she ever got a solo.
Oh, that's right. They did a whole thing where they showed the front cover and the back cover was the same shot from the front and the rear, which I don't think had ever been done.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I think I have that. I had a prescription. I had a prescription for Playboy.
Yeah. Well, for a while, it was only like $13 or something, right?
Yeah, for a year. Yeah, less than a dollar. It's $5 in the store.
Yeah.
At least read some good stories.
Like fucking A, man. Yeah, at
see
least.
Some naked girls.
It's got a nice glossy cover and they stack well.
Oh, yeah. And you might be able to put them in a big bag and take them out to the woods.
They are the nicest stacking magazines ever.
They do
you
have
notice?
A little bit. Yeah, but the spine side of them, I've noticed that if you go about 10 high and then you flip them and go about 10 high, that way they don't ever lean to one side.
Oh, yeah.
But they do stack great. I've got a stack of them and it even held up through a couple moves. Threw away most of my other magazines, but I still got a big old, probably that high, 50 at least. And one day, when I feel like releasing the horde, I'm going to put them in a bag. I'm going to take them out to the woods. I'm going to leave them by a tree. So a kid will find them.
Yeah.
Because every kid knows that it's a fucking treasure.
You can do that 50 times.
It's a treasure to find. I'd split it up, into like 10, just take them and scatter them like fucking Johnny porn magazine seeds. Spreading my seed having fun with your friends. What's this? Oh, I hope there's not a head in there or something. Nope, it's a bag of Playboys. Awesome. And look, there's an erotic magazine from Portland, Oregon in here, too.
Johnny Porn Seed.
Johnny Porn Seed. All right, who else we got?
I remember this Russian duo pop sensation. They had one song and were fake lesbians, I do believe.
Fake lesbians.
Tattoo.
Tattoo?
Tattoo, T-A-T-U.
Tattoo you.
Yeah. They were like 18-year-old girls at the time. They really played up that they were all kissing all the time or something. And, but I think they weren't really lesbians. But they were turned down for both American and German versions.
Well. What, they weren't sexy enough or just too trashy?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing them. They were just I don't know. I don't know why they got turned down. Maybe they...
Pamela Anderson decided to go in that month.
Yeah. Luann de Lesseps.
Do not recognize that.
Real Housewives, New York City.
Oh, okay.
She got jealous when a castmate was asked and said, well, no one asked me. And then when someone asked her about that moment, she said, my son would be mad. 50.
Because I told him that he was the only one that ever got to see me naked.
Yep.
In public.
Audrina Patridge.
All right.
She, I guess, leaked them online anyway. I don't know who that is.
Me neither. It's all right.
And Courtney,
you know why we don't know who those girls are, most of them? Because we've never seen them naked.
Yeah. Courtney Stodden.
Stodden over there.
You know that one teenage bride of that really old guy, and she's got those big old
titties?
Melons.
Oh. No, but I knew you were going to say that.
She was a teen bride of that old guy who was in his 50s.
Teen
and,
bride?
Yeah, she was told.
Oh, on that couple.
Blonde and looks really fake.
She's the girl that's married to the guy that's in Green Mile? He's an actor?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
She was something
she's
or other.
She's 51 and he's 7. I mean, he's 51 and she's 17?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they were on like couples therapy or something.
Yeah.
That my wife was. Okay, I know. Crystal Stodden. Yeah, I know who she is.
She was told she doesn't meet the standards of Playboy model and look too enhanced.
And she's all skin and bones and fucking just
tits.
All fake looking. Yeah, and she looks like a Barbie doll, which is
her
totally
dude, her
fake.
Tits are bigger than her head.
I know. I can't believe she can even stand up straight.
I know.
So that guy,
talking
I believe,
about lower back problems.
I think his name was Percy or something in the Green Mile. He was that little shit that fucking threw all the stuff out of the storeroom trying to find Jingles the mouse, and he was going to kill it.
I thought Percy was the mouse.
No, he was Mr. Jingles.
Mr. Jingles was
the mouse.
Percy?
No, Percy Jingles. That was his name. He had the best jingles of anybody.
Oh, right on. Mr. Jingles.
You ain't no fucking these chickens, are you?
Come on, Mr. Jingles. You don't be fucking no chickens.
Is that the end of your list?
Yeah.
Crystal Stodden?
Yeah, it was getting really dry there.
Yeah, we didn't know how
those
Shirley
girls. Jones, Britney Spears, Kelly Osbourne, blah, blah, blah.
I'd look
those
at half
the only
of
ones
them.
I really know.
I'd look at half of them.
Yeah.
The question of the day.
What the fuck are you getting at? Do you fuck chickens?
Well, I
have thought about fucking some chickens before. If you want to have a good time and you need some pussy, you can
just call up Chicken Rental.
Stick your dick
I like this noise right
chicken,
here.
And that damn chicken will go crazy on your ass and go, you saying that I would cut off a chicken's head, put my dick in it,
fuck it,
and go, you accuse me of fucking a chicken, motherfucker?
That's going to be the new Benny Hill theme. Always brings a smile to my face. I'm sweating now. I don't know if it's the weed. I haven't even smoked it yet. I just loaded it in there. I think it's 100% humidity right now.
Where do you rate Full Metal Jacket on your list of Stanley Kubrick movies?
Number 4.
Really?
That was a good answer,
right.
Quick, huh?
Yeah. Well, I figure you easily
the
got
Shining
Shining
is number
above
1.
There. What about Clockwork?
That's number 2.
Really? All right. What about 2001?
No.
All right. Barry Lyndon.
Nope. There's got to be a third one.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Nope.
I
guess the one you mentioned first is number 3, actually. I lied.
Elephant Man.
Okay. That could be 3.
That's David Lynch.
Okay. Good. Because that's number 4 on my David Lynch list. And that was an early, young Anthony Hopkins. Did you know that? And the Elephant Man?
Yeah.
I did not realize that until I was an older man. And
there's
then I rewatched it, and he was young. And he is the Elephant Man. Well, he's not the Elephant Man. He's the Elephant Man's doctor or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he becomes Hannibal Lecter later.
And then, oddly enough, that would be funny if they were tied together in the same universe.
And if he, like, ate the Elephant Man.
Yeah. They're still fucking around with the Elephant Man's bones. I bet Michael Jackson was using them.
Doesn't he still have them?
Michael Jackson's dead.
Oh, that's right. But doesn't his estate still own the Elephant Man's bones?
He might have sold them or gave them away when he got in all that trouble.
Oh.
You know, had to sell them off.
Pizza now. That just reminded me because I'm not having indigestion, but I'm stuffed up to my esophagus, I think.
So, Full Metal Jacket.
Okay, yeah. Number 3, definitely on my Kubrick list.
All right. You got Lee R. Ermey.
Who the fuck's that?
Arlie Ermey.
Who's that?
The sergeant.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched it for a long time. That's
his name. Yeah, well, you know the sergeant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know he was just an advisor on the set. That's all he was.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, there was another. He was just an advisor to the other guy, and he didn't really care for, you know, having been a real sergeant. He didn't really think the guy was portraying the sergeant like he should be, you know. And so he lined up a bunch of extras and recorded himself insulting them without missing a beat or repeating himself for over 15 minutes.
Whoa.
After he played it for Kubrick, the other guy was demoted to helicopter door gunner guy number one.
That's funny. And he just took the role?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you fit a role.
And then after he got the part, he ripped up the dialogue and wrote... He ripped up half the dialogue and wrote 150 pages of insults and threats.
And Kubrick let him do that? Or, I mean...
Yeah.
Just ad-lib or write his own shit?
I guess so. Yeah, well, yeah, after the 15-minute rant, I guess he trusted him that, you know.
You know how to be a dick.
Yeah. You've been there.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. Arnie Ermey. He did a lot of stuff. He did that mail call show.
Arnie Ermey.
Did you ever see that?
No.
It's like on History or something.
I don't think I ever saw it.
One of those where people would write in their questions about military stuff, and then he would go and check it out, like, what about this big old gun? And then he'd go, well, let's go check it out. And then he'd go off and shoot the gun and talk about all everything about the gun and blow some cool stuff up.
Huh.
He kind of saw him take like a 750-yard shot and hit it just fucking from the prone position. Just Whoa. Walk right up there and do it, one shot, bam. That's fucking... That's a gunnery sergeant.
That is. I got stoned off those last two hits that I took. Now I'm stoned. I was trying to think of some things to say, and I all I could think
Dude,
of.
I know what you can talk.
What?
Food cart.
Food cock.
Food cart.
Oh, yeah, I'm so full right now. That's what I should have. Thanks for reminding me. On Wednesday, I asked Gatch to remind me on today's episode, and he just reminded me. We went to this, like, Cartlandia place up there in Portland.
Uh-huh. That's been featured on the great food truck race on Food Network. They traveled up from San Fran all the way up to Portland to park in one of those, one of the only in the nation. I call it a food cart trailer park.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. But just, you know, to be less, just to be quicker and more whatever, stealth.
All in one.
We just all went to the same place. And Seth and those guys wanted to go to this Cajun food cart where
Fuck
they have
that.
These poor po' boy sandwiches.
No, because they're po'.
The po' boy. So.
That's because it was all that hip hop they were listening to on the way up there.
They had po' boy soldiers. So they get it. They order a po' boy, shrimp po' boy sandwich
with a Creole side,
something I don't know. So I'm just looking at the thing, going, "All right, I'm just Creole." It's like going to a Chinese Creole. Restaurant ordering a hamburger. So I just said, "Hey, I'll just get one of your hamburgers there with some cheddar cheese on it."
Uh-huh.
It would be a cheeseburger, but it didn't say that. It said hamburger.
Mm-hmm. So you're ordering at this whatever place that they're eating at.
Yeah, hand-pressed burgers, great Cajun spices rubbed in, whatever. I thought it'd be good. It was. It was delicious.
Hand-pressed? Does that mean they're just like...
Yeah, they get... Yeah. They probably have gloves on, maybe, but...
Well,
not,
yeah.
They're not like frozen patties. It's like you make them at home. Hand-pressed burgers. They make them up.
Oh, okay.
You know, like...
I thought you meant they just take the sandwich at the end and... Smash it.
Yep, and it gets a handprint in the bun. Hand pressed burgers. Yeah. You press it like a fucking, like a pneumatic press.
You just give it a couple rings in the vise and put
and
it in the back.
Dip it in the deep fryer and you're good to go. No, hand pressed patties. Excuse me. So it says a half pound burger. I'm like, all right, awesome. Get the thing. It's a double. They must have had. They looked like they were more than quarter pounders, but it was two patties, thick burgers, just dripping with cheese, and it was delicious.
Wow.
It was delicious. And they had like a spring mix thing that mm-hmm. they put on it instead of just like putting a lettuce and a piece of tomato. Or it was like it had some, it was like a little salad
yeah.
on a weird, different kind of a
bun that was called something that was like a Cajun name. Uh-huh. Visconti? Not Visconti.
You should have asked for it wrapped in a blueberry pancake and a deep dish pizza.
Dude, it was only $6.50 too.
Wrapped in a sausage
I said,
omelet.
And then could you just deep fry this whole bag that I have it in? Filled full of bag, filled full of salsa and gravy. No, but yeah, it was only $6.50 and it was good.
Those places, you know, I hate food carts.
Why?
Because I came up with it first.
Oh, yeah, they stole your idea. Damn
it. Well, I had it and didn't act on it before it was busted out.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, it's never too late.
It isn't.
Like we said on Wednesday, it's never too late to follow your dreams.
It's never too late to fall on your face.
As a matter of fact, a little poignant story there. We were talking about at the Baghdad last Friday, and it was there in the lobby of the Baghdad that Seth Milstein made the decision to become a stand-up comedian as he was standing there talking to Todd Glass. And
he's outlasting that place.
Yeah, and he said, yeah, I wanted to do it, but I'm 31. I think that I'm too old, and it's probably too late. He's like, you're never too old, man. He goes, just do it. And he goes, the worst that could happen, you could like it.
What?
Yeah. And then now he's gay, but he always was, but he came out of the closet. Seth, you're not gay.
That's the worst that happened is he liked it.
Yeah. That's the same thing about being gay. If you try it, the worst thing that could happen is you'd like it. We've got lots of birthdays. Outlaw country star and famous racist and bigot David Allan Coe has a birthday today. Guess how old he is. We talked about him about 6 months ago when he had an accident. He got T-boned in an intersection. That's the only reason I know how old he is because I remember that story.
121.
That's right. 121 today. No, he's 74.
1 year older than Moses.
He's 74.
Wow.
Still kicking it, still playing around.
Now, is he really a racist or is he just playing that gimmick?
I don't know. He had a lot of song about the N-words back in the day and about killing N-words and F-words and not fuck either. We're talking that bundle of sticks word.
Damn.
Nothing like an N-word, F-word with an S-word on the G-word.
Yep. People can sing about whatever they want, right?
Yep. Also, big star of SNL and Kate and Alley, Jane Curtin. Jane, you ignorant slut. Happy birthday. Remember that from One Weekend Update?
Jane, you ignorant curtain.
This is a point counterpoint with Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. Mm-hmm. She'd make a valid point and talk about something. He's like, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Yep.
And then he would give his point. How old do you think she is? You know, she was on Saturday Night Live from 77 to 80.
Yeah. And
how old do you think she was?
Curtin Alley was almost... was
Kate like, and Alley.
Kate and Curtin Alley.
Curtin. Jane Curtin Alley.
That was awesome.
That's where I used to live.
Kate and Alley. Kate and Alley, I think I was into that before I was into Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Because
that was a mainstream series.
Yeah, that was like
came on
84
around,
or 85.
Was on one of the same channels as Full Family Ties or Growing Pains and all those.
And
it was in that rotation where if you watched those shows, you saw that show too.
Cosby.
Wasn't that great.
No.
Doesn't seem like a standout to me, but...
No, but I watched it, but it was they had, you know, it was two... friends that moved in, they were both divorced. And,
tried to act like they weren't lesbians when you knew that they were.
Yeah. I always remember her making the only memory I have of this show and the show is her making a joke about she was on the phone with her ex-husband and the connection was bad and he was on a Scott phone. She was doing some kind of cutting out thing, which is early for like...
Early 86, and they're talking about cell phones. It was the size of a fucking table.
Yeah.
Comes in a box. You open it up. It's got a cord. It's a corded cell phone. Also, bassist extraordinaire, former member of the Frank Zappa band. Didn't know he was this old. Patrick O'Hearn. Excellent. He was on everything from Zooty Lures up through early 80s touring bands. Great bass player, and ended up being a missing persons as well after he went missing for some time.
63.
Very close, 59. So
whoa.
You're figuring...
Well, Zoo Allures was like 76, right?
Yeah.
So
he must have been like
that was 19? Like 37 years ago.
So he was like 17. No, wait, 39, 37 years ago, and he's 59. So he was 22, 37, 22, 59.
Sure.
Yeah, he was a youngster. Like when I saw him on Saturday Night Live, he was on Saturday Night Live with him and Terry Bozzio when they did I'm the Slime and the Purple Lagoon and another song, maybe Dancing Fool. And
I'm a dancing fool.
I may be totally wrong, but I'm a... That's a funny line. Also, drummer, after they kicked out the guy who became a pedophile from Judas Priest, Scott Travis, he's the current drummer of Judas Priest, has been since 92. Took their old drummer.
How old was he?
A while to become a pedophile, but maybe he was before. After he got, when you get kicked out of Judas Priest, things just go downhill. Obviously.
So if you're four, and you're having fun with your 4-year old neighbor, are you a pedophile? Because you're playing around with little kids.
You're a pedo too.
Oh,
it's all in the same age bracket. That's a good question, though. It makes you think for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott Travis, you don't know nothing about him probably, so I'm not going to let you guess. He's 52 today, and he used to play for a band called Racer X.
Ah!
With Paul Gilbert, who's a guitar extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. Also local radio personality in the Eugene area, Marcus Bridges from The Donkey Show. Happy birthday, Marcus. Yep. You fag.
Yes, and yeah.
Listen to The Donkey Show when you're not listening to us sometimes. Oh, you know, I didn't tell you. Check this out. I Googled myself, which you do sometimes, just for fun if you're bored. Maybe you
deep.
Don't. But usually I only go like one page deep, right? And I'm always I was always happy to say the real Terry
Dowd. One page equals 4 bread slices.
Whatever. Okay, so I go one page deep, which is 4 bread slices. And every entry on the first page is me, the actual Terry Guile. Well, there's another Terry Guile that's a lawyer out in New York. He's got a couple on the second page, and then it starts getting to scattered ones that just say Guile and Terry in different sentences that the search engine has searched out. And
Bruce Guile and Terry Knudsen.
Then I see one on like page 10 for the K-Fly Wikipedia page. So I had to go to it. So they have a Wikipedia page for K-Fly 101.5 FM. It tells all the stuff. It's a major radio station. It's number one in their area. It tells the specifics of the wattage and who owns it and all that stuff. And then it tells the schedule, Bob and Tom from 6 to 10, Standard Ask Carl, Donkey Show, Sixth Sense. Then it goes into the Donkey Shows, blah, 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 and has been doing this. And it talks about the Donkey Show for like 2 paragraphs. Talks about Marcus and Drew and Corey and
they've been
and
on Kirk. There. They're filling it out. They got an intern that probably goes right.
That might be what they do. And then it says Drew and Marcus are also very. I don't know what the word they use, but they're supportive of their local comedians and they let them on the show sometimes in the form of Mac Chase and Terry Guile.
Well, that's cool.
No Chris Castles though, who was on there every week for fucking a year.
Does it have a link to a page? You can turn that into a link on a page,
I don't
right?
have a Terry Guile Wikipedia.
Well, now you can.
I don't think I have the cred for it.
You're listed on Wikipedia. How can you not have the cred?
Oh, I could say I'm a
they want a link.
Okay. So I am a personality on the Donkey Show.
Yeah.
Because
and then on yours, it'll list all the bands and bam, everybody, bloom.
Because I looked
you'll
into
be the centerpiece. You'll be that tree that branches out all of the local Wikipedia pages.
And now here's another weird thing. There was another link that said, Daddy Pig, images of Terry Guile comedian. Had to click on it. Daddy Pig is a character from, ironically enough, one of my godson's absolute favorite cartoons called Peppa Pig on Nickelodeon. They're a family of pigs that talk like they're from Paul McCartney land. I'm Peppa Pig. And this is my brother George.
Got out of Liverpool.
And this is Daddy Pig. And Daddy Pig calls Peppa Pepper. Because you know how they add R sometimes with their accent. So I click on this page not thinking Daddy Pig. I didn't know what to think. Dana calls me daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been called a pig. Mm-hmm. I'm a stand-up comedian. It said images of Terry Giles stand-up. I'm like, where is it?
Well, yeah. I certainly explore the possibility so that it could be a picture of you or something, right?
It's all these images of the Peppa Pig characters on, like, mouse pads and different kind of stuff, but nowhere on that page after clicking onto the link could I find anything about images of Terry Giles stand-up comedy.
Huh.
But it's in the Google search.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Tripped me out.
Huh.
And then I found a bunch of other sites that I don't even know how the shit got there. I'm listed on AllMusic for victims of internal decay.
There could be, you know, I probably put some on there but way back in the Best of Side days.
Right on. Well, thanks, because I feel like I'm a celebrity now.
But that was like, you know, those sites that before MySpace, that remember when there was...
God, that's so 2006. Shut up.
There was like those sites that would put your band info here. It was very early in the early, when people were starting to see the potential of what you could do for band online promotion and stuff like that. I remember. Which, God, man, that's 10 years ago almost, you know?
I know. Time flies when you're throwing bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
And other root vegetables.
Wait.
You like Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock?
Yeah.
He's elementary, my dear Gatchel.
Do you ever use the expression "no shit, Sherlock"?
Yeah.
All right.
We used to say a more expanded version of that that went, "No shit, Sherlock. Where'd you get the first clue?"
Hey-o.
Which I thought that was what it normally was, but they kind of shortened it to "no shit, Sherlock."
Huh. Yeah, I like that one, too.
I would teach my parrot to say that if they could. I'm going to talk about a crazy Florida story real quick. I don't have an Oregon story to go with it, and it's not that crazy, but I thought it was funny. Police in Florida say they're searching for a stolen macaw parrot, which I think is weird that you would call a bird something that sounds like the noise that a lot of birds make. It's a macaw.
Mm-hmm.
A macaw parrot known to say Spanish phrases, bark like a dog, and cough like a human.
Those are both Spanish phrases?
No, that's the Spanish phrase, and also bark like a dog, and also cough like a human. Cough like a fucking human. Miami-Dade police said the bird was stolen from their house, and the bird nappers partially appeared on a surveillance video with their silver BMW. I think it was Derek. Derek and his silver BMW. Yeah. The bird's vocabulary includes que paso, papo, what's up, daddy-o, as well as flaca, which means a skinny woman.
Mm-hmm.
The bird has also been known to say Jonathan, Alex, Elvira, Roto, and Chucky.
Oh, all the guys' lovers.
Yeah. Fuck, man. That's like a open book.
Yep.
God, that's terrible. I would never have a bird that talked.
Hmm. Then the bird would be the word. What if you taught that to the bird?
What? Bird, bird, bird.
Yeah, if you just sat around and sing that all day.
What I would do is I would play Peter Griffin's version of that. Have you heard him sing that?
Yeah, I think so.
So he sings that like a motherfucker and just play that on repeat. And that way you would have a Peter Griffin. Is it Griffin or Griffith?
Peter Griffin.
Griffin. I was right the first time.
I might go for have him memorize the Grind Your Gears segment.
Yeah.
That'd be
you know what's
laughs.
Grinding my gears? The parrot just kept saying that.
Yeah.
Nothing else. You know what's grinding my gears?
And then you'd have to play back and you know what's grinding my gears? He's saying, you know what's grinding my gears.
Yeah. Would you quit saying that? You know what's grinding my gears? You know what really grinds my gears?
Dude, that's almost speaking of this.
You know what really grinds my gears?
With the Sherlock Holmes thing.
You know what really grinds my gears?
There's a guy that is writing Sherlock Holmes novels now. With the blessing of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
How can he get his blessing? Isn't he dead?
Well, his estate's blessing.
Oh, okay.
And I think he was blessed with holy water. I think is how they did it. Oh. No, but you can be in the book. He sold you could be a character in the book on eBay. And if you win the eBay auction with if it's over like $5,000 or something, you'll be the person killed in the book.
Whoa!
And Sherlock Holmes will solve your murder.
That's pretty awesome.
I know, but what if What if you won the auction and then your name was Sherlock Holmes? Wouldn't that be a weird twist in the book? Like Sherlock Holmes was investigating the murder of someone with the same name.
And then he got killed himself, but he was actually already dead.
By Watson.
Watson. It's like Newman. You know, Brandon Vaughn, our friend who came on, who is an author of sci-fi and sometimes horror, which he's going back to, he recently posted a couple months ago asking his Facebook friends for an idea. Any ideas for a novel?
Oh, I got one.
About something, you know, monstrous or whatever. And I said,
ooh, monstrous.
What about the idea of prescription drugs becoming such a monster that it actually physically becomes a thing? Because it's ooh, like Stephen King, you know, like
kind of like the Blob almost,
or like the spider at the end of It.
Uh-huh.
Or some crazy
unimaginable thing, but like coming together to create a giant monster
because of so many people being addicted to pills that it just becomes this actual, becomes a monster of its own, that's actual an entity of itself. And he said, man, I was already thinking about the horrors of prescription drugs and what they do to people's lives and stuff like that. And he's like, he said he was going to do it. And now, he said he's going to give me a shout out, which it might be at the beginning of the book, or maybe, I don't know.
Can I give a twist to that story to make it more?
Message him later, for sure.
All right, this is going to be my twist to it, all right? The prescription drugs, which are geared towards the elders, right?
Right.
Create these superhuman, like, elderly women who all of a sudden begin to take over the world with their canes and their blue hair, and they're going around calling people whippersnappers and just menacing everybody to hell, and they don't die because they take all these pills and they're living forever.
Pipe down, Sonny.
And all the other the younger generations have created that there's no middle age because they're all in these pills that make them younger. You know, whoa, but the old ladies, they just get stronger and stronger, and the side effects of these people that want to live younger, they just grow into these little babies, and then at the end, the little babies are being beaten by the old gray-haired ladies as they wickedly laugh.
Wow. He doesn't even need to write it now. He just needs to transpose from what you just said. That could be the intro of the fucking whole book.
I know.
Or the back page.
Yeah,
it's the synopsis.
That right. Is, yeah. I hope he goes with that. I'd love to read that.
And he recently asked about his episode that he was on, and I directed him to where he could find it, and he said, thanks. And if you're listening, I don't know if you've been listening to the recent episodes, Brandon, but if you want to come back on the show, we'd love to have you back on. Maybe talk about some Under the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the new Richard Bachman book that I've been reading, and mm-hmm. the recent Tall Grass Stephen King, because I know you're a big fan of Stephen King.
Yeah.
If you're interested, hit us up, and if I don't hear from you, maybe I might just hit you up myself. I'll hit you upside the fucking head.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to get some ideas in writing too, but sometimes I just stare into space and go, no.
You do a couple good first paragraphs.
No. Yeah. I even do, you know, sometimes I'll go with the short story route. Short, they call them shories where I come from.
It's a short story.
Yeah, the shories. You ever notice that ASAP is almost as many syllables as soon as possible? It's almost...
Yeah.
Some people, like in Britain, you know, they in Britain, it's not they don't say ASAP, they say, which is the same amount of syllables as soon as possible. What's in
Hans's CD player? Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
www.tagcastpodcast.com. We just World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Three syllables.
Now you just say trip dub. Right?
I've never heard the trip dub. Tripdub.tagcastpodcast.com.
Trip dub.
Triple dub. So, Hansi, we took a bunch of Healy when we recorded this version, actually. So, Hans, hope you like it. We played it extra long just because it's faster. Wait, it's not faster. It's the same speed. Anyway, today Hans is going back. I believe this album came out in 1981. by an arena rock heavy metal band that after one more album split with their singer and got a singer that made them suck. And all their songs are about love after he joined.
Van! Yeah. Wait a minute, let me guess the album.
The album penultimate. No, not penultimate.
I'm going to go Diver Down.
That would have been the penultimate David.
Oh, Ross, okay. Yeah, the one right before that. I'm going to go, that's the one with the Mean Streets.
Yes.
Right?
And it even says the title in that song.
Damn it.
And they screamed, but on the street screamed, Fair Warning.
Yeah, great album, man.
You're going to strike that mother down.
That might be my favorite Van Halen album.
Unchained is on that. A couple upbeat rockers like Banana. I can't remember the name of the song.
The Diver Down one, I don't think I ever really got into.
It had Bitches on the Silver Screen, Dirty Movies, that song about porn. That was
maybe I just never bought it. And then so I haven't had as much exposure with it. But I remember, Fair Warning.
Good album.
Many spins, man. The first two I used to listen to quite a bit on vinyl.
One and two. Van Halen one and Van Halen two.
On vinyl.
And that's making me want to go home and bust that out. I was listening to, I think I must have forgot to say what I was listening to on Wednesday because retarded. But I'm not even going to go there because that was on Wednesday. Today, an album that Hans actually gave me a record.
What?
Yeah, I guess he got rid of his record player and he had a couple records laying around. Portland crust band Hellshock.
Oh, nice.
Shadows of the Underworld. Great album.
Shadows of the Underworld.
Yeah, it sounds just like that. It's like a superhero anthem. Shadows of the Underworld.
You know, another vinyl album I used to blast in my younger days.
In the past?
Uh-huh.
An album I used to blast in the past.
On vinyl, even.
What's that?
Ram Jam.
Black Betty?
Yep.
Oh.
The entire album.
Holy shit.
As if they needed more songs than that one.
Oh, Black Betty. Ram-a-lam. Ding-bong-bow.
They could have just ran that on a loop.
I think it was, wasn't it? Except they did it. They were getting funky there for a minute. Sound like Foghat or some shit. Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Do you have any crazy moments of like realizations when you bought an album that it was so drastically different than what you expected? Like, I'll give an example for me was Iron Butterfly. You know, you hear Inagata De Vida and then, which is kind of a dark song.
Yeah.
And then you got like
Flowers and Beads.
Flowers and Beads. Oh, one thing, baby. And then Happy People or something like that. Happy Flowers or.
Yeah, they were pretty flowery, not as heavy metal as they were portrayed to be.
Yeah.
And people were saying, oh, Iron Butterfly was the first heavy metal band. Bullshit.
Yeah.
They were not. They were just a band that had an iconic hit called Inagata.
They just got stoned and just jammed out for a while.
I'm so stoned I can't say the words correctly, so we're just going to write it out for phonetically. What'd you say? Inagata De Vida? Yeah. But what? The Garden of Eden. I gotcha.
There was once a girl that worked at TNR and her name was De Vida.
Wow.
After the song.
Inagata.
Because Flowers and Beads are one thing.
Was her first name Ingrid? Ingrid Greta De Vida?
Ingrid Greta De Vida.
That's what I'm naming my kid. Three first names. Iron Butterfly. Well, shit. I guess we better get out of here. I got to go pick up my, speaking of daughters or whatever, I got to go pick up my bratty little 15-year-old daughter.
Ah.
Give her a ride home. She's been gone all summer. It's been nice. Love you if you're listening, but man, it's been nice without you. I know you're not listening. You just tell me you listen sometimes. And if you are, all the more reason you should be mad at me for dissing on you right now. And if you are listening, Dakota, go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. And give us all the money in your PayPal.
Yep.
All of it. Because you deserve to give it to us.
I'd like to remind people, too, that you don't see with your eyes. They are just lenses. You see with your brain.
That's weird because my mom used to always tell me, you don't see with your hands, you see with your eyes.
Nope, you don't see with your eyes either. You see with your brain, which leads me to the conclusion, Stevie Wonder has no brain.
Brainless wonder. He's a brainless wonder.
Dude, you know, there's a novel right there.
Yeah.
He's a brainless wonder playing piano.
Old Mike McGowan has a bit almost similar to that thought process, saying that there's really only one sense, not five. And it's the sense of touch. Because in order to taste something, something has to touch your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And for order to see something, the reflection has to touch your eyeball. And in order to hear something, the sound waves have to touch your ear. And blah, 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 so on and so forth. Then he has a joke about it. But I'd never really thought about it like that. And it's a good way to think about it. Like, the particles that are in the air have to touch your nose,
yeah, and that
nostrils.
Goes with those shit particles that get stuck in your nostrils when people fart.
The bathroom's fucking gross. The bathroom's fucking gross. The bathroom's fucking gross. We all eat shit. That's an SOD song.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Every Tiny Molecule. Every tiny molecule. Every tiny molecule. That is up inside of you. And so then when you're smelling other people's shit, you're actually breathing poop into your nose.
Yeah, that is a social awareness song.
It is. The bathroom's fucking gross. We all eat shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And who could get away with a chorus like that besides the stormtroopers?
That's why your
death?
Toothbrush should be in the kitchen.
Or in the toilet. I just soak mine in the toilet.
Yep.
I just take it out when I piss and shit. And if it's yellow, I just keep it mellow. And if it's brown, I just swish it around with my toothbrush.
Hey, it's just denture cream polish.
Stick around after the show for the plugs and go to terrygal.com and keep the visit. It's coming. I got visits from Japan, different places.
Go to Pizza Now.
Numbers go up a tiny bit each month. So thanks all you guys for visiting my website. Thanks to Dustin for keeping it rolling.
99 countries now. Last time I looked, we're on the verge of 100.
We're pushing triple digits, motherfuckers.
If you are listening to this in the country now, tell your friend in the same country to listen, although it won't count, but he will also listen.
So now we have conquered more countries than we haven't because there's only 192 countries.
Yeah.
And we're at 99, and so there's only 90-something one left, 93.
Yeah.
We got 93 countries to go.
We're conquering the world. We've conquered more parts of the world than
Ted
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan?
Yeah, remember that.
You mean Napoleon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I thought he
You meant that multicolored ice cream guy?
Yeah.
He looked like the Michelin man because he's like three colors plopped on top of each other.
Yep.
I would like a Napoleon ice cream cone, please.
It has one of those funny hats on the top.
It's got a dictator in it. Which is a penis that looks like a dick. Wait, it's a potato that looks like a penis.
Isn't that a California potato chip? Is a dictator?
Dick juice tater. Dictator. Oh, man, that was kind of funny. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. I had a fun time today. Hope you guys have a wonderful Friday. Next Friday, come see me at the Tiny Tavern. I'm taking
see
this weekend.
Me.
And in order to see me, you're going to have to let me touch your eyeballs.
Feel me.
Tommy, can you hear me? Hey, Floyd got a house. Oh yeah, we already talked about it. He's already moved.
Oh right, yeah, we're gonna
go to your house now and record an episode of the podcast.
Yeah, well, what we were gonna do is wait until after he painted it and then offer to help him paint it.
Hey, by the way, Floyd, if you're listening, do you need any help moving?
Yeah,
because I heard you already moved. Oh, you got everything moved in tonight? Oh, okay. Well, at least we offered.
Yeah,
you gotta have friends in low places. Join us on the next episode when we have our special guest Garth Brooks.
And Chris Gaines.
He'll be on Wednesday.
First time they've ever been seen in the same room together.
Dicks. Hey, all you taggots. Does that music sound familiar? I missed it, so I'm bringing it back with the black napkins backtracking from San Zappa with the black track. I got some shows for you to go see. It's kind of a short list today, though, because I didn't do a lot of research because I've been busy. But don't forget, not every Friday anymore, but it used to be. This is the last Friday, Comedy at the Baghdad. 18 headliners. 18 headliners in one night for $5. Comedy at the Baghdad, September 6th, 37th in Hawthorne, with your gracious host, Tristan Spillman. Busted that shit out for 7 years straight every Friday, so go there. I hope it's sold out, because it deserves to be. Too many comics for me to even start listing. Every second Friday in Eugene, Pantsless Comedy with Mike McGowan at Cornucopia, 5th and Pearl in Eugene. September 8th, it's the Uproar Festival with Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. Possibility of our buddy's 30-pound test opening that show. We are still waiting on word, but we will let you know for sure if that does happen. Friday the 13th, that's this month, September 13th. It's Yob, Tormentium, and Ninth Moon Black at the Wow Hall. It's going to be a great show. Get tickets now or get tickets then. Whatever you do, get tickets for it. If you don't like that kind of stuff or you want to try to do both, come to the Tiny Tavern that night, Friday the 13th, for a special Friday the 13th comedy show. That's 4th and Blair in the Whitaker District in Eugene. Myself, Max Brockman, Mac Chase, and other local comedians will be making you laugh there at that tiny little piss hole of a tavern that we love to call home there at the Tiny Tavern. September 12th at the Wow Hall, it's Led Zeppelin, a great tribute band to Led Zeppelin, of course, in case you wouldn't know what was going on. September 28th at the Black Forest in Eugene, Necryptic and World of Lies, and a third band that just got added. I cannot remember the name right now, but I'll get that information to you before the show happens. That's a free show. It's 21 and over. Starts about 9 o'clock. World of Lies in Eugene. It's been too long. Thanks, you guys, for coming back. October 3rd, Between the Buried and Me at Hawthorne Theater. Some other bands will be playing with them, too, but you'll just have to go and check that out for yourself if you're interested in that band. Brian Posehn and Derek Sheen will be doing comedy at the Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon on October 4th. And our local radio personalities, Drew Tiedemann and Marcus Bridges, will be opening the show, getting to do a set of comedy each. Great opportunity for them to open for Brian Posehn. October 8th, Michael Franti and Spearhead at McDonald Theater. October 10th through 13th, there's a Doom Festival ran by Nathan Carson up in Portland. It's called Fall Into Darkness. Some of the shows are at Mississippi Studios. Some are at another place I can't recall, but the highlight of the weekend for me is October 11th, Orange Goblin. Go check those guys out. October 11th also, you have to make a choice. Is it going to be Orange Goblin or is it going to be Raven and Diamond Head? It's probably an easy choice, because if you like Orange Goblin, you wouldn't care about Raven and Diamond Head, probably. Who knows? Make your choice. October 15th, it's Gwar with Whitechapel at the Hawthorne Theater. The 13th, Creator and Overkill. All these metal shows at Hawthorne, your home for heavy metal in Portland. November 26th, Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering open. I guess it wasn't a short plug. I stretched it out. Don't forget, September 14th, it's a Saturday, Strange Dichotomy will be playing at the Dixie Creek Saloon, because they still allow that kind of stuff there. Guess you won't be seeing my bands play there. Anyway, go check out some shows. There's lots of good stuff coming up, and go do some over the weekend. It'll be fun. Come back to the internet after you're done and listen to tagcastpodcast.com, where you will find Terry and Gad's comedy show. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Rock off.